Get yourself a heavy rock, throw it down a sheet of ice, and use your kitchen broom to make it speed up or change direction. To most of the world, weird. But Canadians, we know all about curling. After all, both our men and our women are playing for gold at the Vancouver Games. But do we really know as much as we think we do? We went looking for the world's foremost expert on the science of curling. John Bradley is a professor in the physiology and coaching department at the University College of Cork. He's just published a paper on curling in the Journal of Sports, Science and Medicine. And I reached him in County Cork, Ireland.
Good morning. Hi there.
You wrote a paper about the science of curling. It's a little bit technical, but can you give me sort of the abstract? What was your paper about?
Yes, what we wanted to do was we wanted to really look at curling and analyze curling to see how we can improve the performance in curling, and particularly how we can get that extra centimeter with which, even watching the Olympics just now, it seems to be very important in curling. So we looked at everything that kind of comprises curling, and then we had a particular emphasis on the sweeping aspect of curling.
Now, we're all familiar, all Canadians are familiar with what sweeping looks like, but take us down to the ice level. What exactly is happening between the broom and the ice?
The idea of the sweeping is to try and raise the temperature of the ice by a very small amount so that you can reduce the friction between the stone and the ice. And because the reason the rock curls is because it's rotating, and it's rotating clockwise or anti-clockwise or counterclockwise, and that in itself is going to change the friction between the stone and the ice. And so by sweeping in front of the stone, you can assist this increase in or reduction in friction to allow the stone to curl to the left or the right or to travel further.
Now, an age-old question is, of course, do you sweep fast or do you sweep hard? You looked at this. Which one do you recommend?
This is quite a key question that we wanted to really delve down and get the details of: is it better to sweep harder or to sweep faster? And because the whole aim of sweeping is to increase the temperature of the ice to reduce this stone ice friction, if you can get the brush to cover an area of ice more than once, then that has a much better effect on increasing the temperature of the ice.
Ah, so you want your broom to hit the same little patch of ice twice if you can?
If you can, yes. And that obviously then has an effect on how fast the stone is traveling. So earlier in the delivery, when the stone's traveling a little bit quicker, then the real focus is on sweeping as fast as you can. Whereas as the stone approaches the house and begins to slow down a little bit, then the speed is not as important because it's easier to cover the same area of ice more than once. So downwards pressure then is the thing that can create more ice temperature.
Now, did you look at different kinds of brooms?
We did a little bit, yes. We looked at, it wasn't the main focus of the paper, but some other work, we looked at the different brush types.
And any recommendations there?
A couple of, I guess, simple recommendations. I mean, depending on the ice conditions, obviously the frost-free ice tends to, the pad brushes tend to be more useful, whereas the bristle brushes tend to be a bit more useful in the frosty ice conditions. But one of the main things, or the simple things we found, that if the main aim of sweeping is to increase the temperature of the ice very slightly, then a black brush head is more effective at doing this than a lighter colored brush head.
That's fascinating. I'm just looking at your paper here and some of your key points. The first point is, in fact, sweeping a curling stone can be highly physically demanding. You looked at the pressure that athletes are under as they come down the ice and go through a tournament. What did you find?
We found one of the fascinating aspects about curling is the fact that it takes so long, insofar as it's 10, you have each game is 10 ends lasting 2.5 hours, and you play 10, 12, 14 games to get through to a podium in a major competition. And during the sweeping, then you can get a heart rate of anything up to 200 beats a minute over a 20-second bout of really intense sweeping. So by if that's happening on someone who isn't adequately fit, who doesn't have the correct level of fitness, then they're going to tire very quickly, either through a game or through the later stages of a tournament.
Have you been following the Olympic curling?
Yes, we've been trying to follow it as much as we can. It is on in the early hours of the morning for us here in Europe. But yes, following it, the Great Britain team unfortunately are out, but the Canadians are beginning to set the standards and set the pace there. I have been following it as much as I can. Yeah,
and a couple of big matches later today. Now, I want to pass along some inside information from you to them. What do you recommend?
I think a couple of things, I suppose. If you can sweep as close to the stone as you can, and if there's more than one sweeper, to get the two sweepers to be sweeping as close together, to have their brush heads as close together as they can, then that allows less time for the ice to recool before the stone is going to travel across it. I think that's one thing we've found from studying the sweeping. And also, it's possibly not something you want to start thinking about just now going into a game. But depending on which side of the stone you stand on, and the handle of the stone, then depends on which how effective the sweeping is going to be.
Well, we have a gold medal game for the women coming up later today, and tomorrow the gold medal for the men. Canada's in both of those, so I hope they're listening.
Well, certainly if they are, very, very good luck to you. I mean, it's been exciting to watch the curling in the Olympics. I mean, Canada, you seem to be kind of just getting up to speed now. You had a little bit of a shaky start in all the sports in the Winter Games, but you're flying now.
Once we're on ice, we're happy.
Fair enough.
Thanks, John.
But all right, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Professor John Bradley is with University College Cork in Ireland. He's a professional member of the Irish Institute of Sport and a lecturer in exercise physiology and coaching science. His paper on curling is published in the most recent issue of the Journal of Sports, Science and Medicine. We reached Professor Bradley this morning in Cork, Ireland.